Hafa Day, my dear people of Guam. I want to first of all thank everyone at the Guam Memorial Hospital for their professionalism and their dedication to patient care. I've had many experiences over there. My kids were born at the hospital, and as they became older and got more active, I saw more of that emergency room when there was an accident on the field, and one of them would either need stitches or a cast. And each time I went, Guam Memorial Hospital staff proved themselves to be efficient and friendly. Well, my kids are grown up now, and I've even made me a grandpa. But the hospital hasn't changed much in all those years. The nurses and doctors and techs and other staff have been a consistent and positive force at our hospital. With the support of their administration, they've gained accreditation and have managed to maintain it. But they haven't had the full support of the government, and they need that support now more than ever. They need buildings that can stay dry inside, even as it rains outside. They need facilities that provide the staff with the space and equipment that they need to help our people. Very recently, within a little bit more than a week, I've had two family members that have received tender, loving care from Guam Memorial Hospital. The first was a joyous occasion where GMH welcomed the birth of my youngest grandson. Again, all those healthcare professionals provided excellent care for him and his mom. And for that, I look forward to even more improvements to the labor and delivery ward in the months ahead. The other instance was more anxious and a painful one, when my father was admitted for care. Again, the staff came through with stellar service and were able to nurse my father back to recovery. Now that he's out, he's had to get tests done at an outside clinic with equipment that is currently not available at Guam Memorial Hospital. And I want to congratulate the doctors and staff that cared for my father and their exemplary work. The lack of equipment at the hospital is no fault of their own. They may do with what they had, and what a great job that they did. There are thousands in this community that can relate to the experiences that I've just encountered. So it's difficult for me to fathom how anyone would not support our continued efforts to build a hospital that could provide for all their patients' needs. We have been fighting this fight for more than a year now. And I will continue to fight, because I don't know about anyone else. I don't know if Speaker B.J. Cruz or Senator Therese Terlahi, Senator Tom Atta, or Senator Regine Biscoe Lee, or Senator Tommy Morrison, or any of the other senators, if you or a loved one will ever need medical attention at our island's only public hospital. But I hope that if that day ever comes, that they will have all the equipment they need to care for your loved one. To all of you who stand with us in wanting to infuse new life into the hospital, un dankulu nisidu usmaasi from the bottom of my heart. God bless you, and God bless Guam.